Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you today and wherever you are, praying that God be merciful to you as you travel up and down the dangerous highways and wherever you are today at this time. And we are, our desire here always is to bring you the truth at a grassroots level, that wherever you are, whoever you are, you can understand that God loves you and He cares. We are like for you to be a very special guest. We have an 800 number that you can call in on, is 1-855-236-2252. That's 1-855-236-2252. We always like to start with a prayer. Amen. From the victory in Jesus Christ, we always like to recognize, amen, our Heavenly Father in prayer. As we pray now, wherever you are, whatever your conditions are, you know, communicating to God, asking His permission, and welcoming Him to this session that we're about to go into now. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrance, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curse, hex, vex, enchantment, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of His mighty might against all wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians 6, 10, and 12. We claim our victory in the face, in faith through our Savior, His shedded blood of all these things now. We declare, according to Job 22, 27, and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In His holy name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, and we're happy to have all of you today. And we ask you to call in, because what we're discussing today is, who or what teaching are you following? Amen. Sometimes we think we have gotten out our system, amen, when we go to class or when we begin to be involved in other type of victorious moves. And we find ourselves that we know that, amen, we're telling all the callers to hold, amen, until we give them the say-so, amen. And when we, amen, when we begin to ask you to go right ahead, we'd like to have your testimony. Maybe you have come to the reality, because we believe that when Jesus has set us free, we're free indeed. And what we are discussing today and in this session, amen, concerning, amen, what teaching or who teaching are you following? We're basing this on, amen, the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures. And we're going from 1 Timothy. Paul is talking to his young minister, and he's saying in 1 Timothy, the third chapter, and he was saying to Timothy that, and that from 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and the third and the 15th verse is, from a holy child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. All scriptures. Now, the question might be asked, amen, concerning scriptures, in which we would have to go to the psalmist. Psalm 12 and 6 says that the word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. God's word has been tried, been tested over 42 long generations, and is still standing. God's word always been standing. Amen. When we clarify standing, it means that when what it says, like it says now in the latter days, that wars and rumors of wars, and that been written by the gospel according to Matthew's. He wrote that scripture. He recorded it. And you can use it today. We do have wars and rumors of wars. And we have earthquakes in diverse places. So God's word is true. God's word, amen, it stands. So the question is asked, and this is the question we're asking, that what teaching have you been following? And how do you feel, amen, about what you're following? Can you live off of what you've been following? In other words, Jesus said in Matthew, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. So if you're walking and living on the word now, what was happening before you met God? What was happening? Maybe before that time, you have found yourself, amen, involved in things that you thought was God, but you found out it wasn't. Let's talk about it tonight. Let's talk about it today. Amen. We might have someone, amen, would like to call in. Amen. And we can go right ahead and ask a caller. Amen. Do we like to discuss this? And we would like to, amen, be a part, amen, on this discussion concerning what and how you realize, amen, that you was in the wrong direction. Okay, we have a caller. Caller, you can go right ahead. Amen. And we thank you for your call.
I'm a first-time caller.
All right, go right ahead, caller. We thank you for calling. And go right ahead. How you feel about the teaching you are under now compared to what you used to know before you know what you thought was true? Go right ahead, caller.
The teaching I'm receiving now is basically what my parents, my mother and father, taught me about the Bible. And I've been reading the Bible for a long time. And I also have some friends who share information with me from the Bible. Some preachers, some bishops, some personal friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What would you involve in? Did you see anyone as coming in error that you was able to help them? How do you look at that? Someone is in error.
I didn't really find anything in error. There are some things that I was taught that maybe everyone else was not taught, but I was taught to be a Christian, and I am a Christian.
Yes. Okay. All right. What do you think about this? Any new movements now today that's going on? Anything that puzzles you that you heard about?
Well, I've only been warned about one thing, and I'm the New Age, so-called New Age movement. I'm not interested in it anyway.
Okay. All right. All right. We thank God for your calling, and we appreciate you. Amen. Continue to listen to, amen, Doctrine of Truth. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, I will. I've enjoyed what I've been hearing. Thank you very much. Good night.
All right. God bless. Good night. We have found also, you know, what Jesus said in the book of Matthew 6:33. He's saying, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all of these things, amen, shall be added unto you." Sometimes we forget, amen. We put things prior. We thought it was very important, and we put it before God. We put it before God, and we found out it was very harmful. Very harmful, you know, in the beginning of time. And maybe before you even knew the Bible, you always hear these words that, you know, me, myself, and I. I'm looking out for I first, and then others. And people didn't really realize that's them from, amen, way back in the book of Genesis, where Satan told Eve, amen, that the day you eat of this tree, you will have the knowledge to know the difference between good and evil. But people are still making evil choices, being bad choices. And they might know the difference, but because of the camouflaging of the truth, because of the, amen, the difference of twisting words and tossing words, they have a truly idea, but they didn't really have the contact of God. And one of the examples was when Saul of Tarsus, amen, he was a very ruthless man in the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, where he would persecute saints. He would go around, he would seek them out, amen, because he knew he was right. All the teaching that he had accumulated over the years and mentorship that he had gone through and great, great teachers and professors, amen, he learned so many different languages and customs, amen, he knew that he had the utmost teaching, and there were nothing else that he could not see. Amen. This movement of Christianity was relevant. He could not see that what he had learned in those different languages, amen, about other gods, and what he had learned, amen, in the scriptures and in the writings of the Pharisees, that Christianity was wrong. But until he met the living God, and once he met the living God, things had changed, completely have changed. And this is what happens, amen, when people really meet God, amen, all of a sudden their whole teaching that they had learned in the future and in the past change, things change. And here we are tonight. And notice what Paul told Timothy, and we're going to reiterate that scripture, amen, as the basics tonight. Paul was telling Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, that all scriptures was given under the inspiration of God, and it was profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof. Amen, that the man of God, all scriptures. Now, Jesus told Satan when he confronted him in the wilderness, amen, it is written, it is written. And he always confronted him about about the scriptures. And we notice in the gospel, according to St. Luke, amen, in the last chapter, Jesus here, and Luke recorded, in Luke 24, then open he their understanding that they may understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus is behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Amen. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name above all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For we are witnesses of these things. And behold, I will send you the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they be endued with the power on high. Now all scriptures, and this is what Jesus said, he came in, he said, thus it is written, and thus it behold Christ. And the 45th verse, and when he had met Jesus, amen, and they were standing there, and now let me, amen, retrogress a little bit back at the 43rd verse of St. Luke, when they met Jesus, amen, and they weren't sure that he was him, and they were trying the scene was that they was trying to convince Thomas, that he was alive, that he rose from the dead. And Thomas said, no, I can't believe that. Amen. And Jesus came through the wall, and they was all amazed, and they was all astonished. And he told them, ho, wait a minute, peace be unto you. He said, don't trouble yourself. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet. That is I, myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and blood as you see me. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while he was yet believing, not for joy, and wondered, he said to them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and honeycomb. And he took it and did eat. Amen. Before them, and he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Now watch this now. All things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Jesus was quoting here what was He said, I came in what was written of me. This is why it's very important. Amen. Do you have the right Bible? Have you been following the right teaching? You cannot continue, amen, to follow other teaching when you have met Christ. You have to get rid of all those old books. Amen. All the old writings that you have learned and you thought it was about God. And you found out where you can't just keep it, amen, in your studies. You just can't keep it in your studies, amen, and just keep it around. Say, well, I'm going to lure back to it and kind of add that into my information. No, you can't do that. You have to get rid of all those books, amen. And here's one of the arguments, amen. There's evidence that the Old Testament, that there was an official line of prophets beginning with Moses. Amen. Beginning with Moses, each wrote, and his book was led up before the Lord. Amen. Beginning with Moses, and each book was laid up before the Lord. That's in Deuteronomy, amen, 31:24. And Joshua 24:26. Later, Samuel started a school of prophets in 1 Samuel 19:20. And Ezekiel spake of the official register of the prophets in Ezekiel 13:9. It challenged as to his prophecy credibility. A man of God who depend on miraculous confirmation from God. Moses was given the miraculous rod with which he divided the waters of the sea and performed numerous miracles in Exodus 4. Amen. The Word of God. When Moses' prophecy office was challenged, the earth opened up and swallowed up Korah and his followers in Numbers 26 and 10. Elijah and Elisha performed many miracles to authenticate their prophecy credibility in concluding calling down fire from heaven in 1 Kings 18 and 38. The New Testament prophecy confirmed their divine credentials in the same miraculous way. Jesus gave power to his disciples to heal the sick, to open the eyes of the blind, cast out devils, and even raise the dead. In Matthew 10 and 1. The writers of the Hebrew summarize while the credentials of the true prophets, saying they were those whom God has bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit. In Hebrews 2 and 4, if a man claimed to be a prophet of God, he must be able to have the confirmation of God by a notable act of God. Paul defended his divine authority to the Corinthians by saying to them, the signs of a true apostle were performed among you in all patience with signs and wonders and mighty works. 2 Corinthians 12 and 12. There were, of course, some false prophets and apostles. Moses was confronted by the magicians of Egypt who performed some parallel and amazing feats. But when God threw his hand on Moses, turned the dust into lice, and magic gave up crying, and magicians came up crying, this is the thing of God, in Exodus 8 and 9. Likewise, the power of raising the dead singled out the true New Testament prophets from the false. None of the more modern-day prophets stand in official line of confirmation prophets of God, nor do they possess these unique, prophetic powers. They are, then, not prophets of God. Amen. We thank God for the callers. Amen. We're talking about the scriptures. Amen. What book are you following? Jesus said, amen, I came in the scriptures. I came, amen, in the writings of the prophets, of Moses, amen, the psalmist, amen. We have to believe in the scriptures. You have to believe in the Bible. That's why you have so many people warring, amen, and arguing about what Bible is the right Bible and what writings is the right writing. Because of the fact, you live and you move on God's word. Amen. God's word, the Bible says, the heaven and earth will pass away. One jot and one tilt. Amen. Before the word of God. So it's very important. Amen. Very important. Amen. If we have a caller, amen, you can call in. We have an 800 number. Amen. And, we'd be glad to have you call and express what are you learning from and who are you following. It means so much, you know, when you can take a map or you can use the GPS or someone else have laid out a foundation, a direction if you're traveling and you look at the map or you ask someone that you know been down that road before and they say, well, oh, yeah, you take this interstate, and it's an interstate for 100 miles, and after that, you make a right turn, you make a left turn, Amen. And you know the information that you're getting it from, amen, is real. It's been proven out. Amen. It's been tested. Amen. That's why the psalmist says that in 12 and 6 that the word of the Lord are pure words. So it's important that you find the correct Bible, the correct word of God. Amen. The correct scriptures. Amen. It's so important to live off the right scriptures. You have to have the right word, the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And I know in these times and with all of this today, different doctrines and people talking about, and people are just running to prosperity. Amen. But if you watch the storms and the earthquakes and the wars, it takes away the spiritual, and they adding the physical. When the physical is washed away, then they be empty. Amen. When the technology is taken away, they be empty. But you have to hunger and thirst after God's word. If you hunger and thirst after God's word, amen, you will be a winner. You always will be a winner. Amen. Do you want to be a winner? Amen. Everybody wants to, amen, be successful in life. Amen. I haven't walked across a person yet. Say, oh no, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in success. I don't believe in having the right things in life. No, you won't find that. You won't find that. Amen. Because that's wasting time. Amen. The system is always out to get. The world has been taught to get more and more and more. Amen. People can have billions of dollars, can't spend it all in a lifetime, but they're still hungering after more. Amen. It's very important that we know what the scripture says. It's very important. It's very important. Amen. You live and you move, amen, on the scriptures. You live and you move on the scripture. Without the Bible, there would be no guidance. Everybody can go their own way. Everybody be going their own way. And that's what Jesus said in the last days. Amen. Wars and rumors of wars in the days of Noah and Lot. Amen. Now, Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse says that, for wisdom is a defense. You can defend yourself from trials and tribulation. You can get understanding. And money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge, that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. The excellence of life. Amen. Understanding. The Bible said get wisdom, but all that getting, get understanding. And it's very important that we know what Bible and what scriptures that you're reading. Amen. Do we have another caller if you want to express your opinion, amen, concerning what's being said today or this afternoon, wherever you are? Amen. We have an 800 number. It's not an 800 number, but it's a toll-free number. You're free to call in at 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. We're discussing, amen. Have you ever got into any bad teaching? Have you run into any bad teaching? Have you ever got into a situation where you thought you couldn't get out? Amen. And you didn't have what you thought you needed. Amen. God is all we need if you just learn His Word. If you just learn His Word. If you learn God's Word, amen, He can bring you out. He can bring you over. Amen. We're reading from the Apologetics, Christian Apologetics, amen, by Norman, G-E-I-L-L-E-R. I want to give him credit. Amen. Norman, G-E-I-L-S-L-E-R. Amen. We want to give him credit. Amen. We're reading a portion of his material, and he has a good argument. He has a good argument. Jesus is God incarnated. And we can stop there. Amen. Jesus is God incarnated. What he's expressing, the word incarnated, means Jesus came in the flesh. He came in the flesh. God sent his only begotten Son. Amen. He came in the flesh. Amen. And he walked among us. Amen. That means that he knows what's going on in your life. You can't hide it. You can't hide from him. He knows what's going on in your life. He's the one. Amen. He's the one that's know all about you. He knows the one all the problems and situation that you're going through. Amen. That covers any question that you have about God. Amen. Jesus is God incarnated. Amen. The word said that he was born of the Virgin Mary. Amen. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And many don't accept that Jesus is God in the flesh, that he came among his own, and his own received him not. There's always an argument that you cannot be. God did not, amen, come in the flesh. That God did not come among man, amen, without being contaminated. They feel that he was corrupt. He was contaminated. Amen. His mother was born in sin. Amen. His father was in sin. But the Bible says that, amen, the Spirit of God overshadowed Mary, amen, and she conceived a child of God, amen. God only begotten Son. So he was without sin. Number one, he was without sin, and also, he is God. He is God. Man, some men don't want to accept that. Some faith does not want to accept that. That he is God. He understands you. He sees you. He knows all about you. He cares. So that sums up any problem, any situation that you might have. So when you go to God in prayer and you talk to God, he knows. He knows. He knows. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on with you. Nobody else don't know, but he knows what's going on with you. Amen. He cares about what's going on with you. Amen. He came in condition where there was no cars. Amen. Computers and microchips and, amen, airplanes and what you have now. He knows all about it. He knows all about it. He cares, though. That's the difference. And through Jesus Christ, you can trust him. And that's above all else. So much lying and deception today, because in the last days, Christ said there'd be much deception. Men would deceive you. Amen. That's what the battle is about. Why people don't really trust the Bibles or any Bible or anyone, because of the fact they've been deceived so many times. Amen. They've been lied to so many different times. They don't know who to trust. Amen. They don't know who to trust. But the fact is, once you begin to read the Bible and put time in the Bible, amen, and take your time and read the Bible and study it, amen, God begin to reveal himself to you. Because the Word of God is a spirit. God is the Word. He is the Word. The Word God, amen, the God in the flesh, God in the written Word, Amen. He's all of that. He's with us always, even to the end of the world. Amen. He is there. He's there. He's always with us. He's always caring. He's always seeing. Amen. So what? You have gotten in some bad teaching. Maybe you might be ashamed of it. Maybe it costs you. Amen. Somebody begin to tell you about your marriage, how you should carry your marriage, and how you should do your home. And you find out later on in life someone has lied to you. You come to the reality that this person, people that was telling you those things, did not have your best interests in mind. They were not about helping you, developing you, empowering you. It was all about trying to destroy you. And you're ashamed of it. And you're ashamed of it. Amen. We can understand that. We can understand all of us. All of us was born in sin. All of us was betrayed. Amen. And the best way, amen, to get out of it, amen, is be fair with yourself and talk to God. And this is why God is so, amen, he has all the power. Amen. Wherever you are, you can pray right now and say, Lord, come into my heart and forgive me for all my sins. Oh, Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness and help me, amen, through this time of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And you find your Bible, and you find the King James Bible. We always say start out there. Amen. I know it's a little hard reading, the these and the thou and this, that, and the other. But, amen, it's a good way to start. Start there, American Standard. Amen. And the New King James Version. Amen. And be around honest people, Bible believing people, that take time and say, okay, I want you to understand this, and let me show you to it in the Word. Let me show you what I'm saying in the Bible. Because you know what? Amen. It's about the Scriptures. It's about the Word of God. It's about the Word of God. It's about God's Word. Jesus is the Word. Amen. And and the Word is very important, and God give you the knowledge and understanding to develop these things. Amen. Let me give you an example how powerful God's Word and how God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, amen, can help you and guide you, empower you. Amen. When you begin to read and pray, the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, amen. And it says that this wisdom have I seen under the sun, and it seems great unto me. There was a little city, few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he had, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The word of a wise man are heard and quiet more than the cry of him that rules among the poor, among the fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much goods. Not many people talk about the little wise, little poor man. Amen. He saved the city. Oh, the great king and his men and his weapons circle the city. And just waiting out. We'll starve the city out. Amen. Getting ready to destroy everybody in there. Amen. Here's a little old poor. Amen. Poor wise man. Amen. The Bible didn't say what did he do or how he delivered the city. Amen. But all the weapons in the kingdom, amen, they lost. They lost because of the poor. The words of a poor man, wisdom. Amen. So wisdom, you can be rich or poor. God will give it to you. James said, if a man desire wisdom, ask of God. That's why it's best to be on God's side. Jesus is God in the flesh. 1 John 4:4 said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Have you ever heard that before? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is greater. Amen. God came in and you accept Christ in your life. You accept him in your heart. He can help you solve your problem. He can help you solve your problem. Yes, he can. Once you begin to read and study and pray and ask God, he can help you solve your problem. He knows what's going on with you. As God, whatever he teaches is true. Jesus taught that the 39 books of the Old Testament are the authoritative written word of God. Likewise, Jesus, who is God's full and final revelation, promised that his 12 apostles has been guided by the Holy Spirit until all truth. Amen. If anyone desired to call, anyone would like to be a part of this broadcast, when you call in, just press 1. Press 1 on your phone, and we will see you, and we'll be glad to have you discuss, amen, some of the bad teaching that you have gotten involved in, or something that you're involved in now and you wanted to share, amen. But the scriptures is so important that God, amen, Jesus Christ himself, amen, placed it that, amen, that Jesus said that many times I came in the scriptures that written of me. I came in the book that was written of me. And I came in the writings of Moses and the prophets, amen. So, it's very important, amen, to know where you are in the scriptures. Know where you are in the word. It's very important that you know, amen, where you are and what you're going, what you're involved in. Amen. So, we want to call in. Those of you that say you're going to call in and press 1. Call in and press 1. The number, amen, is 1-855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. And just press 1. We'd like to hear your comments. Amen. We're talking about the scriptures, how important the Bible is and how important the scriptures is. Amen. Now, Jesus, who is God full and final revelation, promised that his 12 apostles will be guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth. The only authentic and confirmed recorded record of the apostolic teaching extend from the 27 books of the New Testament. The canon of God revelation to man is closed. the Old Testament. Amen. The writing of Moses and the prophets, Elijah. Amen. Ezekiel. Daniel. Amen. God himself. It closes because the new revelation comes through Jesus Christ. With these 66 books, we have the complete and final revelation of God from the faith and practice of believers. Every spirit or prophet who claimed to give a new or different revelation is not of God. Amen. It's already been written. Amen. And Jesus said he came in the Word. He didn't come to break up anything, to start over anything. He said he came in the Word that was written of him. The scripture was written of him. This does not mean that there is no truth in other religious writing or holy books. There's truth in Greek poets, in Acts 14 and 28, in the Apostolic, in Hebrews 11 and 34, and even some truth, amen, in the pseudo-biographical writing, like Jude says in 14 verse. As it is manifested from the New Testament usage of these books, the point is that the Bible, and the Bible alone, contain all doctrinal and ethical truth God had revealed to mankind. The point that we're discussing about is that the Bible alone, doctrine, the Bible contained all the doctrines and ethical truth of God and has revealed to mankind. The Bible alone is the canon or the normal of all truth. The Bible alone is the canon or the norm of all truth. All other alleged truth must be brought to bear of the Holy Scriptures to be tested. The Bible and the Bible alone, all 66 books, has been confirmed by God through Christ to be the infallible Word of God. Whatever you've been taught, what you've been taught, the Word of God is going to come. Amen. It's going to be tested. Whatever somebody had told you, amen, like, it always have come up, you know, when you're dead, you're gone, and this, that, and the other. No, death and the judgment. All of us have to go before the great white throne of judgment. In the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, we all got to go before God. We all have to go before God. You can't skip out. Maybe you skip out on taxes, skipped out on the army, skipped out on marriage, skipped out and dodged and ducked and hid and hid. Amen. But God is watching, and he's watching the scriptures. When you come before God, right now you can have victory. Wherever you are, you can have victory. This was a discussion about making you walk on the victory road. This is not beating you down or calling you different names. No, this is about making you prove out what you was about, what you've been teaching, what someone been teaching you, and somebody been calling and telling you about this and telling you about that. Amen. But now we're asking you to challenge what you've been taught, what you've been taught. Challenge it. Ask them about it. Amen. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that scripture from? Amen. Word of God been tested. Many years, many situations. Amen. People don't like the church. They don't like this. They don't like that. But the Bible constantly going on and going on and going on. Amen. It always have been going on. Amen. So we're asking you, amen, amen, wherever you are, amen, challenge what you've been taught. Challenge, amen, what you've been told. Challenge, amen, the things that been came before you and told you about your life. You living on the scripture. You living off what's written. Amen. You walking about what's written. And the Bible says that in 1 John, the 4th chapter, amen, he says that Beloved, believe not every scripture. Believe not every spirit. But try the spirit, whether they of God. Because many false prophets are going into the world. Hereby we know that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is in the world. There are many people against Christ now. They're against the church. They're against the Bible. They're against, amen, life after death. Amen. And the Apostle John talked about it right here, amen, in the Bible. Amen. The Bible would help you, regardless of whatever's going on with you. It would help you. It would soothe your spirit. That's why 1 John 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, as great as he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, you might say, well, I heard this before, and I know this before, and I'm looking for another answer. This might not be the program for me because I'm looking for another answer. Well, God has the answer. He walked the earth. He knows everything about you and I. He is the answer. But the situation, the world can't get it. But if you're in the family of God, you can get it. Amen. It's for his people to know. Those that have been born again. Those that have been accepting him in their life. Amen. That's why it's very important. Certain things, you know, different families just don't give out secrets of the families. Amen. In Christ Jesus, the disciples know. In Christ Jesus, his people know. In Christ Jesus, the word of God give us assurance and let us know. That's why it's very important to become a child of God. Because there are secrets. You know, the world will sell anything they find. They put it a patent, amen, and they put it out on the market. But those that are in the child of God and people of God, amen, they care. They care. Amen. We want you to know, we want you to examine. What are you reading? What are you reading? What are you been studying? Very important. Tell someone about Doctrine of Truth, amen, having to tune in tonight. You can tune in tonight or tomorrow, amen, and share the program. And we always like to give proper scriptures, amen, to the program that you can go back and look it up in your Bible. 1 John 4 and 4, 2 Timothy 3, 15, 16 and 17 verse. Amen. And Psalm is 12 and 6. Amen. Well, these are not my words. These are God's word, the scripture. Amen. We're working off the scriptures that's written. Amen. It's important. Very important. Then you can lay down and rest when you know you have the real God. And you believe in the real God. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. The incarnated Christ. Incarnated Christ. And you know what? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. God come in your life, then you begin to understand. So, oh, I understand Mary now because God came into my life. And when God came into my life, amen, and I can understand, amen, that he cares. That he cares. And we have right now to We have a little more time, those that want to call in. Amen. You can call in 1-855-236-2252. Amen. And this toll-free number in the future. Not only that, but share the program. Share the program. You might want to listen tonight. Later on tonight, go over the same scriptures, the same broadcast. Amen. Lay down and listen. If you can't sleep, read the Bible. Read the Bible. It helps sleeping. Amen. It helps clear your conscience. You can vent to God when you're going down in prayer, secret prayer. Amen. You can vent to God and talk to God if you can't talk to anybody else. Amen. You can write a letter to God and mail it to yourself. You can write a letter to God and mail it to yourself. Amen. Those of you that are on, amen, we have a little time we're talking about. You can press 1. If you press 1, amen, we have, like for you to know that accepting Christ is one of the best things that ever happened to you and will ever happen, because you engulfed into the wisdom of the world. Amen. You engulf into the manufacturer, the creator of all mankind. And you should look at it that way. And you should take Jesus as a precious, precious personal friend. He said, I am your friend. And the more you work at it, you'll find you will not be disappointed. And you find you want to be like more people that are hosting programs like me, that you want to tell the world, support or no support, hey, Jesus live. Jesus live. He cares. He's alive. He's watching you. He hears you. He see you. But the problem thing about love doesn't force itself. Amen. God does not force himself, amen, on anyone. There's too much going on. Amen. Love that set back and say, come on. He reaches his hands out. If you want to accept Christ tonight as the Lord and Savior, all you have to say is, Lord, forgive me my sin. Come into my heart. I believe the scriptures. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Amen. And I surrender to you. Continue to read your Bible. Start reading the gospel according to John. Start reading the gospel according to John. And you find in the last chapter of John, amen, in the last chapter you find the scripture was saying that Jesus did more miracles than you see what's written. People think that Jesus didn't know. Books could not hold all the miracles that Jesus did. Books could not hold all the miracles that Jesus did. Amen. So we're saying to you, amen. We would like to continue to have you to be a part of this program. Call a friend. Bring a friend. Amen. To the program. Amen. And ask them to come and be a part of. Amen. We thank you for listening. Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Come again. Tell a friend. Call a friend. Let them know that Jesus lives. He lives and he cares for you. He desires to be a part of you. And we'd like for you to write. Go to Facebook. Amen. Jesus Christ International. Amen. Also, we're on YouTube. Amen. YouTube.com, user Jesus Christ International. Amen. Also, you can write Jesus Christ, Block Talk Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. 33320, USA. Amen. If you'd like to email, God bless you. We love you. Continue to be, amen, children of God.